Well, we have moved indoors because the team, Jericho, Francesca, Leslie and Katrina, have done such fantastic duties sort of in their call of warfare outside stuff at the Scarborough Military Adventure Park. Clearly, a visit to Scarborough would not be complete in any way, shape or form without a visit to what David Humphreys has rightly said was a truly sensational aspect of Scarborough, the Scarborough Miniature Railway, the North Bay Railway. It gets even better because on duty today at the North Bay Railway, we have the fabulous Stella Larkin. Stella, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Not expecting us today, or at least expecting us not expecting to do the interview today, so you're in full force here. Name check for your colleague who's also on duty today?
This is Mira, this is my mum.
Hello, Mira. I thought you were sisters. Amazing. There you go, exactly. Talk to us about the North Bay Railway. It is Britain's biggest miniature railway, if that's not a contradiction in terms. It's doing wonderfully well in terms of Scarborough. It looks absolutely sensational. We've just passed the train by en route here. Just tell us about the magic that is here.
Well, the railway has been here since 1931.
And 80 years this year.
Yes, we had birthday celebrations on the 23rd of May this year, where the whole staff dressed up in 1930s clothes, and we had a lot of the old members of staff from the railway throughout the years, a lot of VIPs, and that was an absolutely excellent day. 80 years young, and it's still as popular today as what it ever was 80 years ago. The footfall since we took over from the council has, I would say, more or less doubled. We spent an awful lot of money, or David spent an awful lot of money getting the railway up to scratch, both health and safety wise, etc., etc., and in landscaping and adding new features to the railway.
I think actually we have spoken before, Stella. I think it was when I was doing a radio piece with David, he thought, oh, I didn't know he was doing a radio piece, and we actually managed to get him via his mobile, I think. So we have bonded. But anyway, right. Katrina, questions from yourself.
Yeah, you mentioned that you'd got some new features. What are they?
Right, new features we've got now since last year. We originally had a very small ticket office further down the platform from where we are now. And when we decided to build this new shop that we're in now, we didn't want to lose the old ticket office because it's been there such a long time. So we actually craned it, and removed it to behind the building here. And it's now a scampi shack in the summer. You can get scampi snacks and chips, etc., etc., which next year might be changing into something else, but that's under wraps at the moment. And then also new this year, we brought in the water balls on our lake, just to the right there. Some people call them hamster balls, spheres, zorbits, whatever, where you blow the ball up and children get in the ball and walk on the water.
We've seen that on your video, of course, nbr.org.uk. Katrina, you have actually tried one of those water walking things, I believe.
Yes, I've tried it before, and it's much harder than it looks, I have to say, but it's great fun.
And probably being the right size, we're really looking at Francesca probably to actually sort of take on one of those hamster balls. Because in many ways, actually, Francesca is referred to as the Southside hamster.
Oh, poor you.
That's right. You know, cute, you know, what's not to love. It's like sort of the cat in Antonio Banderas' scenario. Yeah. This is just a splendid gift shop. You're all sorts of marvellous things here. But Leslie, questions for yourself.
I was just wondering, Stella, you're obviously very passionate about the railway. Well, about the miniature railway. What do you like most about working here?
That's quite easy to answer, really. We almost call it a cooperative. It's very family orientated. It feels like a family. We're all here so many hours during the summer that it is actually a second family. We all support each other. We all help each other.
The Waltons of the railway service, isn't it, really?
Possibly, yeah.
Good night, everybody.
So, yeah, basically that's what we love most about it, that it is a family. And we just enjoy seeing so many children being, you know, so thrilled by coming on the train.
Well, hopefully Jericho will be very thrilled. Jericho, just come and join us for a second. What are your thoughts on the Scarborough Miniature Railway?
Well, I'd like to ask you, do you have any special things going on over Christmas that people could participate in?
Very good question, because we're looking for those Santa specials.
Yes, we do, actually. We do have the Santa special trains. They run from the 10th of December on the weekend, so it's 10th, 11th, 17th, 18th, and the 22nd and 23rd of December. whereby the children come along to the station here at Pewsome, and they travel down to Scarby Mills at the other end, and then they stand on the platform. We do a little bit of a panto thing where the children actually call Santa out from his grotto. He comes up to greet them, and we go back down to the grotto, and Santa spends a good 5 minutes with every single child. They get really good presents. We now have a marquee that we put up down there, and the adults can shelter under there, and they get refreshments, mince pies, coffees, etc. And we've been doing it maybe 2 or 3 years now, and we build on it year on year, and we get very good feedback about it. So
it's the ultimate lifestyle experience, Fran.
I understand the train goes to the Sea Life Centre. How long's the journey there and back?
You might find out today, of course.
Yes, you will find out today. It's only a very small journey. A round trip without getting off takes 20 minutes. So you're about 8 minutes up there. And then, of course, you can get off, go to the Sea Life Centre. There's also the Scarby Mills pub down there, which is an old...
1,200 seconds, though, of course. So that's a lifetime for several mayflies. You know, everything's relative in time.
I'm glad you can work that out, because I can't. The Scarby Mills pub down there, which is an oldie-worldie little pub in the corner that's sprog and dog-friendly. They like to boast.
I just want to rewind. The sprog and dog friendly.
Yes, sprog and dog friendly.
Are we talking? Oh, yeah. I know. Yes, sprogs as in small people. Yes. Sorry, just translating for the benefit of some of our sort of non sort of scenarios here. Yeah, I thought it was sproggies, but no, sprogs. Marvellous.
Yes, that's, they have that actually on their board outside.
Bless.
So.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, working with sprogs and dogs, a whole range of things there. Katrina, any final lines at this stage?
No,
it's the sprog and dog routine that's actually sort of there. The website, as we mentioned, is nbr.co.uk. I'm just looking at some of the prints that we've got here. I mean, the wealth of history and the notion that Scarborough has actually got, it's very much at the heart of the North Bay Railway, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, really, ourselves that work on the counter here, we're not just ticket sales staff. We're actually...
You're glamorous assistants, quite clearly.
Thank you. But we're also like historians as well. We have to know so much about the history of the place, and Scarborough as well.
So do you get the equivalent of miniature train spotting anoraks coming here and say, what number train is that? Is that number 24? Is that traveller? How many trials has it gone through this?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We get lots.
It's not me, honestly.
We get lots and lots and lots. Yeah. There's probably evenly divided between train geeks, as I call them, and
right.
Small children. And then a lot of wives just get dragged along in between.
Yeah. Geeks, sprogs, dogs, it's a whole new world, really. Jericho, have you travelled on the railway before?
Not on this particular one before. Well, I might have done when I was little, I'm not sure, when I was a sprog. But I might have been referred to as a dog as well. I might have been defiant when I was little. So
it could have been both, you know, all sorts of routines. For the moment, many thanks indeed. We're in your hands now. What sort of things will you be dealing with us today, basically?
Right, when the next train comes in, it's on its way. I've just heard the whistle. I'm going to escort you on the train.
Underarmed escort, or something?
No. Hopefully tell you a little bit of history and a few things as we go along the track. Bring you back here. Give you some refreshments, maybe tell you about the open air theatre. If you'd like to take a trip across to the engine shed and look at the engines, we'll do that as well. So whatever you like.
It's just a treat personified, and take photographs as well. And the train I see is en route as well, so great stuff there. Scylla, Leslie's obviously been doing some wonderful research in terms of this. We find we're on Poseidon here, so talk to us about this little train.
Poseidon is our third out of our four engines, I believe. 1933, she was born, if you like. We have four engines altogether. All the original engines, all built at Hudswell Clark in Leeds. And everything's original still on them. And we're just saying that to learn to drive one of the engines, it's not very hard, but it's like being a pilot. You learn to drive it, and then you have to put so many hours in to actually be qualified.
It's a heck of a risk then for Graham Harper next week, given that he's going to be doing this for the first time ever in his life, really.
Not really, no. We have an awful lot of driver experiences, and we're getting more and more every year. And we always book them after service train. We're not allowed to do a driver experience during service, obviously with carrying the public. After service, we get an awful lot of them. Sometimes we get four people, sometimes we get 100 people, and they have a party in the glass house afterwards for big birthdays, etc., retirements.
We've actually talked about possibly a Southside corporate day basically here, where we have our general meetings here, which I think should be fun, really.
Yes, it would. Yeah, we can easily accommodate that in the glass house. We do that all the time.
It's amazing. We certainly will be promoting that. So I think it's fair to say Katrina and Leslie will have to wait, and of course Francesca, a little bit before they actually drive the train, because we will be having the public on today, but at least we'll get your expert commentary on the whole thing. Which is always good.
I don't know about expert.
So I'm looking at the sign which says North Bay Railway Company Limited, important safety information. Passengers must stay seated while train is in motion. Keep arms and legs within carriage. Darn it, Sheila, does that mean I can't actually do my sort of James Bond run along the top of the train?
Unfortunately, yes.
That's okay. Ensure dogs are kept on a short lead, quite right too. And all small children must be held securely by their parents and guardians at all times during the journey. So just so Francesca knows that basically she can't just lean on in some sort of way. So held on tight, basically.
Yes, she better do. We don't want to lose her, do we?
She's the Southside Station hamster. It's very important. Fran, any questions for yourself? Is this the first time for yourself on the train?
No, I've been on it before when I was a little sprog, as you say. You know, as we're called.
It works well. And Katrina?
Yeah, I came on it a year or two ago. It's good.
So hopefully we'll be looking at improvements then, basically, and a continuous sort of strive to perfection.
Oh, definitely.
Excellent. So we're waiting now, presumably, for the whole excitement to start. Just talk us through what's happening at present.
I think we're just waiting to see if we've got any more passengers coming on. We've been running a little late all day, about 5 minutes late. So we'll be just waiting for any more passengers, and then as soon as he blows the whistle, we'll be off.
So you don't really want to have somebody sort of trying on pace saying, hold the train, as it sort of tootles off in the background. Yeah. Really. It'd be too embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this time of year, we only have trains on every half an hour, so we're not in a mad rush. We'll wait for some stragglers, usually. Whereas in the summer, we have trains on every 15 minutes, possibly up to 150 people on each train every 15 minutes, so it gets really busy.
Makes perfect sense. Now, looking ahead to various other things, etc., we talked about the Santa specials and so on. Let's go back. How did you get involved with this yourself? I mean, what was it that sort of drew, you know, you and saying, yes, this is for me?
Well, I actually used to have my own business, which unfortunately didn't succeed. And my uncle actually works on the railway when we had the old ticket office, and he needed somebody just to fill in an afternoon, about 15 hours a week, to do the tickets. So I came down originally to do that. But David Humphreys had just taken over then, and his plans were about to come to fruition for expansion. And then we started to build a new shop, and they offered me the chance to actually run the shop. So I went from actually working 15 hours a week. Now, in the summer, I work up to about 50 hours a week. So it's a big difference to when I first started. I'm now actually the shop manager, and I have two members of staff under me, one being my mum and another lovely lady called Helen. And I'm also the events manager on the railway, so it's my job to help come up with new events for each year. And I also run the entertainment events in the Glasshouse Bistro.
We're going to be talking about the Glasshouse in great detail further on down the line, no pun intended, but actually looking at this whole area of Scarborough. We're talking to Richard at Blue Crush earlier this morning, clearly the guys at the Military Adventure Centre. There is a kind of renaissance that's happening here. I mean, have you noticed yourself that even in times of, you know, recession and so on, that North Bay and Scarborough is actually undergoing a whole refurbishment?
Yes, it did fall into a lot of disrepair, and it really got neglected by the council and businesses, etc. And we are really trying to raise the profile of the North Bay and bring it back up to what it should be. Obviously, times change, and the same sorts of entertainment, etc., aren't appealing to this generation that we have now. But we do like to try and keep some of the old-fashioned fun, and it does seem to work.
What do you say that? But I mean, there's something, you know, positive about actually experiencing a genuine train journey as opposed to actually playing it on a computer game, I would have thought, really. It's real life as opposed to virtual life.
That's right. And the amount of small children that come on here from sort of zero to maybe about 9-10 years old, they stand in the shop jumping up and down, and they get so excited just waiting for the train to come in.
I love the notion of small children from zero to a certain age, because they're obviously fetuses welcome on the train, which is marvellous, you know. Always good. Katrina, thoughts for yourself?
What do you do about health and safety regulations? Because obviously there's not any seatbelts or anything. Is that... I'm just trying to...
I wasn't going to mention that, Katrina, but what the heck?
And, well... Fair point. I mean, obviously there's the safety regulations on the walls and stuff, but is that, you know... How do you get around that?
That's a fair point. It's a fair consideration. We do actually now have a new chief engineer who is also our head of our health and safety. And... I mean, there are so many railway regulations for a railway such as this, which unfortunately I'm not, you know, 100% au fait with. But as far as I'm concerned, everything that needs to be met by the railway regulations for a trip such as this has been met. We don't have to have seat belts. As long as we have the warning signs, which you yourself read out, we are actually covered. We have done everything that we're supposed to do.
And to be fair, I'd be a little bit worried next time we actually travel down to London Katrina if we have to strap into our seats on that sort of side of things, really. But what the heck?
True.
Jericho, we've now started off. We've heard the whistle. We're motoring on in its own way. Your thoughts?
I like it. It's very pleasant going past the river and some of the swans there. But I was to ask you, you said we were speaking earlier about there's film crews being here and everything like that. Has it raised the profile of the railway? Has people like mentioned that they've seen it and things like that? Have they been coming down?
Yes, they have actually, especially the one on CBeebies. There's a lot of children that have come down and I've heard their parents say, oh, this was on CBeebies, you know. So yeah, it does raise the profile of it, definitely.
And certainly that whole question of marketing, getting the message out there, we started off by talking about it being Britain's largest miniature railway. It's a tremendous sort of asset, really, to actually have that, you know, right on our doorstep in the north. This is the scary tunnel, by the way, which you're probably just about hearing us go through. Oh. Well, I think my heart's just calmed down from that excitement.
Sorry, I forgot the question.
I know, it's all right, it's understandable. You'd be amazed how many women, when I go through a dark tunnel, actually have exactly that response. But never mind. Enough of my personal issues. In terms of having this as an asset, and I see we've almost got a stadium behind us there. What are we actually just passing by now?
We're actually now passing by the Open Air Theatre. And also, the Open Air Theatre has been here since 1932 and was used until 1986. The last person to perform there in 1986 was James Last. And then, unfortunately, it went into dereliction.
Like James Last, though. Only kidding, James. Yeah. We know you're a good German band leader.
And just last year, the council decided that we could revamp it and reopen it. The Queen came to reopen it. And the opening act, the gala performance, was Dame Kirita Kanawa and Jose Carreras. Again, this is a massive asset to Scarborough. And it helps that it is adjacent to the railway. We do get, you know, extra customers because of it.
I just have this lovely mental image there of Dame Kirita Kanawa and Jose Carreras in the midst of a duet, and suddenly we get the train engine in the background perping up. Were you not tempted? You must have been, surely.
Unfortunately, their performance obviously was after our service hours, so we couldn't get a little whoop-whoop in.
Unbelievable.
It wasn't
Did you get a little whoop-whoop for the Queen?
No.
Her Majesty must have been devastated. Leslie, your thoughts?
Well, I'm just wondering, I noticed that you've got two different types of carriages now. Before, I only seem to remember that you had the outdoor, the open carriages that we're riding in now. When did the enclosed carriages come into play?
Again, that was down to David. He wanted to have some enclosed carriages, and they are what they're a miniature version of the original rhubarb and custard, as we call it.
Da 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 da.
What did you wear? Exactly. We're there, aren't we?
Absolutely. In the moment.
No, we refer to the livery of the carriages. And we've had them now, I think about 3 years we've had them now. So, and they do prove popular in winter. As you can feel now coming round this corner, we call Windy Corner, it gets a bit fresh round here. So a lot of people do go in the indoor carriages in winter.
Focus is the mind. Fran?
Obviously, you said it takes a few hours for all the training to be done for the train drivers. So what type of people do you get normally? Is it like retired people who have lots of time, or is it just young people?
We have actually had the same train drivers for quite a long time now. One of our drivers, who isn't on today, he was driving for about 20 years on here, I think. But it is normally sort of semi-retired people, the older generation. Although we do have one guy, Stephen, who was our apprentice, and about 8 years old, he heard the council were going to actually get rid of the railway. So he wrote a petition to the council, and he came down here every day to try and save the railway and just hang about the railway. He loves trains. And when he got to 17, he came back down here. We did manage to save the railway, obviously, and his petition was part of the saving of the railway. So when he was 17, he came back down here and wanted to volunteer. So he volunteered for quite a while, and then we decided to take him on as an apprentice. And he finishes his 4-year apprenticeship at Christmas, and he's now a fully qualified engineer, train driver, everything. So, I mean, Neptune, the engine Neptune, is his favourite engine, and he gets the driver every day.
We're just passing Scolby Mills. Greatest routine is heading to Scolby Mills station from that point of view. I just can't believe people are thinking you're actually closing this thing down, and thankfully that, you know, the thing was just meant to be and it was actually revitalised.
This is true. I mean, I don't know what Scarborough would have been without the miniature railway. I really don't. It would have been sacrilege. So.
And I see we're at the North Pole. I know you said it was going to be cold and global warming comes into place, but why the North Pole?
We're actually getting ready for the Santa specials in 2 weeks.
Nice.
So we're getting all the decorations up. So
quite literally at the North Pole. So, I mean, there'll be some child who actually think, Daddy, we've gone through a trans-dimensional warp. What's happened here? Where's all the distance gone? It's like a David Gemmell text, isn't it, Katrina?
Yes.
So we've made our way past the... How many stops are there actually on the journey?
Just the one. That's all. There used to be a stop in the middle called the beach, but they took that out of service quite a few years ago. So
if you want to go to the beach, presumably you just have to leap off the train at a suitable moment.
No, when you get off the train here at Scobby Mills, all you've got to do is just walk down the path and the beach is right in front of you. I mean, do you want to get off and have a look?
Shall we have a little wander?
Let's look over the precipice there.
Let's go and look over the precipice. Okay, we'll take this gamble. We shall work our way through this. That's a live broadcasting setup in terms of the system here. And as we make our way through the sign which says Adventure Golf, which is always nice because golf is just one huge adventure on this particular side of things. And of course, we've also got the Sea Life Sanctuary, which is, of course, known regularly to lots of our listeners. We've regularly featured the fine folk that they put together at the Sea Life Sanctuary. And we just sort of come up here.
You've got a lovely view here. You've got across to your right, you can see all the way around the North Bay to the castle. You've got the Sea Life Centre in front of you. Across to the left, if you just go a little bit further forward, you can see the old Scarby Mills pub. Sea Life Centre obviously hasn't always been here. It's 20 odd years I think it's been here. Before that there was another pub on the site that had an adventure playground for the children, etc, etc. You'd have to speak to somebody older than me to know what was there before.
We have actually been regularly to the Sea Life Sanctuary. In fact, this is just one year we haven't actually done a feature on them, but a wonderful routine run of course by the same company who looks after the York Dungeon, the London Dungeon, Edinburgh Dungeon and Amsterdam Dungeon, which is quite interesting. Plus of course they look after Legoland as well.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, it's the Merlin Group, isn't it?
So there. Right, we'll take a quick photograph of the team with the you see in the background there, and then we'll be on the train before you know where we are.